What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I got to give some love to Jake's for bringing some grub up today, dude. This is amazing. This burger.
You knew the show was starting.
They have a Cinnapig roll that is like a giant cinnamon roll with some bacon crumbled on top of it. And, God, this food's good right now. Oh, man.
Oh, new sponsorship coming in. I can feel it. Well, that is, oh, man, Corey Majors. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are we doing today?
Doing great. I got this burger.
Are you going to continue to eat that in this segment?
I'm hungry this morning. So, yeah, it was leg day, and that got me all hungry. But, yeah, Kevin, you've had your identity stolen.
It would appear as such.
And that could send you off into a very angry fit, if you will.
Why doesn't anybody ever steal somebody's identity and do something good with it?
Very Michael Douglas in that movie where he lost.
Oh, yeah.
He was fed up or whatever.
Because he got cut off. Falling down.
There you go.
Falling down. And then he goes on a rampage across Los Angeles because he snapped.
Isn't it wild that the only thing keeping us from snapping is the desire not to snap? Like, that's so weird to me is, yeah, at any point we could just be like, I'm done. I've had it. But we all, they're like, no, I have reasons not to. But it's basically the desire not to.
See,
whatever your reasoning is, whether it's your mortgage or your family or love, whatever it is, it still is, you could still do it. It's just you desire not to because you desire those other things more. But we could all snap at the same time.
So
now that right there is some psychological warfare. If you were able to get everybody to snap at the same time in one state, can you imagine?
I hope that doesn't happen. I have an answer, and then I also have a question.
Right.
My answer is, it's definitely Jess that at times keeps me from snapping. And then also, what do they sell at Fashion Nova?
Clothes.
Just clothes? Like,
yeah.
are they nice clothes?
Yeah, it's like it's one of those places that has like incredibly good deals at times that you're just like, huh, how did I get like six different outfits for $85?
Oh, you know? This person was not shopping on a budget. They were
shopping on Kevin's budget.
They spent $623.99. Also, what do you think about this? Take the fraudster's email and subscribe it to a lot of inappropriate things.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, that is an interesting idea. That is.
Subscribe it to the RNC and the DNC conventions.
Oh, yeah.
Have both of them.
Everyone
like,
will be mad at them.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. No, I can see that.
Yeah. No, that's a good. And sign it up for a LinkedIn. Because you know you get all the LinkedIn emails. And nobody knows how to log into LinkedIn.
I'm just going to put it for a whole bunch of Evites. So they're just getting invited to all these things. You're like, you know, I don't want to go to that, Chip.
You could put it on the 105 through the fan KNC masterpiece email list. Ooh. Where we reply all, which is going to, it's coming soon. I'm pretty sure within the next year or so, we're going to have this thing locked in.
Oh man, the next year or
so. I'm working on it, guys.
Okay. All right. So we have actual content while somebody is in the midst.
Somebody said, all I see is Corey flexing his muscles every time. I appreciate it.
All right. Here's what I'd like to request for Tank Top Tuesdays.
Tank Top Tuesday.
So my son, my littlest son goes to this gym that I call Baby CrossFit. And one of the things they do there is they say muscles up and then they fire up their arms. And so I would like if at any time Alec or I today say muscles up, you flex for the camera. I think that'd be super fun.
All right. That's fine for me. I can manage, I believe.
Fantastic.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. So what is the Cowboys' best and worst case defensive scenario for the upcoming season? And one of the reasons I've wanted to kind of get into this for a while is I was reading an article about it, wanted to kind of expand on it, maybe go in a couple of different directions. Do you want to start with best case scenario or worst case scenario?
Let's go with best case scenario. Let's start there.
Best case scenario. Tell me if this is what you envision. And this is not necessarily a just results driven. This kind of talks about player progression as well. Best case scenario, healthy cornerbacks and improved run defense and the eventual return of the healthy Overshown. Does that feel like the best case scenario for the defense?
Healthy running backs?
Healthy cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks. Improved
run defense
and Overshown. Okay. That is a great case scenario.
Okay.
Ooh. Defensively. Because the healthy or the good run defense, improved run defense. Now, that's an interesting question because what is improved? Marginal improvement?
Okay.
Drastic improvement.
I have an answer for that. All right. So, and maybe we can see what we settle on as the like correct spot here. Last year, Cowboys finished 31st in scoring defense and 28th in total yards allowed.
So nobody was scoring on them or getting yards. Is basically they were at the bottom of a.
Well, in this scenario, that is bad.
Oh,
that means you were the next to worst.
Dang it.
In terms of scoring, and I believe the fifth from worst in terms of yards given up. All right. So under this contention, I tell you they moved to 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So literally middle of the pack for your defense.
Well, based on the improvements I need from the offense, if that happens and I get those improvements offensively, is fantastic. To go to 16.
Yes.
Kevin, I told you yesterday, if this defense is a top 10 defense.
Oh, my God.
We're like the league's in trouble. All right. Like if it's a top 10 defense, and that's where I would say Overshown's on the field healthy and you can like just trust that he's healthy for the season. That makes me believe that it's there. Now, they do still have some holes in the secondary. It just feels like when they're healthy, the holes will be filled.
Okay.
It feels that way.
So I think that's actually going to pick up in the worst case scenario in just one
All
second.
Right.
But last year, what do you think is the average the Cowboys gave up yards per carry? So average carry for the entire season.
5.5 yards per carry.
That would be among the worst in the history of the NFL. So good news, we didn't do that. Bad news, we didn't do well. 4.8 yards per carry.
All right.
Which is horrid. Let's say we can get it down to 4.1.
Okay.
So you're talking 3/4 yard drop per play?
Yep.
That feels like a pretty darn good improvement.
Yeah.
Maybe they're shooting for something even better, but.
Yeah, if you have a healthy Overshown, I think you've helped yourself defensively in the run game. Obviously, the dudes up front, Osa and Mazi or whoever those two guys are going to be, that's going to be an important factor. But Kevin, one of the other huge factors on this is if you've gone back and watched the Cowboys get run over, it's been times when they're running at the edge and they run at Micah. And
yeah,
they're like, we know that Micah's good. You can push him around.
Yes.
He's trying to get to the quarterback. We can flush him out of a play. And yeah, he's fast enough to make, to catch up to it. But getting him out of the way gives us that 3.1 yards or whatever it is.
Look, if you give up 3.1 yards per rush next season, you're going to be amazing, and I think you're a true Super Bowl contender. I'm not kidding about that. But even at 4.1, that is a massive leap forward. By the way, I understand why you might be skeptical from the 214. How do I know I'm listening to the real Kevin on the radio, not the fraud? I will say, and I really wish
some people have texted in and called you a fraud before. So
that is true.
Yeah, all of us have been called that many times.
I really wish that American Airlines and I guess Citibank would have checked to see, hey, you have the same address on both your credit cards from us. One of them just changed to Ohio. We should probably not allow that.
Alec, he just said something. He just said the name of the credit card, which is the one I do believe he showed us yesterday.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
he was like, look at this.
That's not the one that got frauded.
I'm so excited.
That's not the one that got frauded.
Okay, all right. I just figured since it was that one, I was like, what happened? What if it was caught on camera or I stole it? I'm not going to steal it because I don't know how to do any of that stuff, but
I appreciate that.
You ever see people that can just look at numbers and remember them? They're just like, I remember that credit card number now. Have you ever seen that? Like, or heard the stories of waitresses and waiters that are like, they memorize credit card numbers and then use them for small purchases
that
around the world?
That is diabolical and impressive. I would just say I'm the wrong person to do that.
Yeah.
Because even if there's a convenience store charge for like $7.48, I'm going to be like, wait a second. Who made this charge and when did that happen? I don't recall this.
And why didn't they round up?
From the 214, Kevin. My wife had her identity stolen last year. Somebody in Arizona bought a car for $20,000 under her name and social, and then they paid it off, and her credit score went up. See? why doesn't that happen more? Like, let's say it's a couple years ago.
And her credit score.
Yeah, let's say it's like 3 years ago. Somebody stole Alex's identity over the summer, and they took 4 summer classes, got A's in all of them, and all the credit went to Alex's college numbers. It went to his GPA. Like, why doesn't that happen?
Even better,
more often?
He starts a business that benefits Alec later on. He's like, I went to college so that I could help you with your future endeavors.
Okay, from the 817, Kevin deserves this because he manipulated John Wick versus Rambo competition last week.
That's right.
People
Ohio.
Will never forget about this.
From the 817, we all know this was the work of Derek Holland.
Oh, that's right. Man. He knows the Ohioans.
All right. Worst case scenario. Are you ready? Because the best case was really good.
Best case.
But the worst
case. We were able to stop the run.
We were.
We're good in the secondary, which I believe this secondary is going to be tough. I think they're going to be tougher.
Okay.
And Overshown is healthy. All right. Those are the best things.
So my worst case scenario, Overshown doesn't play all season. Neither Diggs nor Ravel are healthy, and the run defense is still bad.
It's disgusting.
Thank you,
I agree.
Mike McCarthy. Appreciate it. If Diggs nor Ravel are healthy this year, which that would be a big, that would hurt, because I think that a lot of people expect Ravel's going to be available. Listening this morning, it did sound like there is still some Gilmore interest if needed. That makes sense.
Yes.
He loves the Cowboys. He's been around.
You don't
here.
Believe that he just showed up at the facility to hang out?
I don't believe that he just. I love that Jerry said that. Like, I really do. I think, hey, I like to think that guys just like to come hang out at our facility because it's amazing here.
Like LeBron at the Cleveland Cavaliers facility.
Hey, how often will you look around here where you just kind of randomly see? You know, like Babe will be walking down the hallway, or Derek Hall. We got people walking. People like to hang out around here. I get it.
Probably the fraudster.
If Overshown's not healthy, I'm already expecting that.
I am too.
So that doesn't affect me as much. Like, it doesn't affect me as much as the best case scenario.
Okay.
You know, like that one. That outweighs it by far. If you haven't fixed the run defense, then I have. Now this is a front office problem that they keep going, well, we're getting coaches, but you're not getting players that fit what the coaches need. I'm hopeful that that Eberflus has designs on what he wants to do there. It seems like bigger bodies is what he needs, but I'm not certain that the Cowboys front office thinks that it's important. to invest in that area. But they do definitely need it. So if that doesn't happen, Kevin, that is a bad scenario, and it's going to be a long season.
And the potential for the run defense to still be bad, I'm hoping, obviously, we're all hoping it's phenomenal, but Solomon Thomas can be a good player. He also probably undersized for what they're hoping he's going to do for them. We're excited about Jack Sanborn, but that and Kenneth Murray, it's not exactly like the rest of the NFL trembled in fear when you made those moves. Although we've heard there are some folks in Chicago who are disappointed that Sanborn left for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, there is a reason that he was undrafted. And can he, like, that's, you go back and look, Kevin. The first round draft picks are the guys that are going to always get opportunities.
Yeah.
Sanborn's getting an opportunity because he fits what Eberflus wants.
Right.
He probably plays really hard for Eberflus, you know, one of those kind of personalities. And, but how much, where's the peak? Where's the ceiling for him? Hopefully he just keeps blowing through all these ceilings. That'd be awesome if he does that with Eberflus again.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we were talking about it in the cross. Who are the best three quarterbacks who never won a Super Bowl? Plus, if you guys want, NFL quarter century team. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Shotgun, blitz, Marino right side, goes deep. Flag is down, catches maybe, touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. So we got a couple of different things that we can go through right here. Who are the best three quarterbacks who have never won a Super Bowl? Now, in the crosstalk, they were discussing the idea of retired quarterbacks. I think we open this up to all quarterbacks.
Oh, Dak.
And if you want to, that is your choice.
Patrick Mahomes. He hasn't won one since 2 years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Patrick Mahomes has definitely won a Super Bowl.
Did he win last year?
No, but if you've ever won a Super Bowl as the starting quarterback, then you are not eligible for this. So, who are the best three quarterbacks that have never won a Super Bowl? Corey Majors.
I mean, I think definitely the number one is Dan Marino, even though he's retired. It's Dan Marino easily, no matter what, because that dude right there, you go look at all the passing numbers. Now, granted, his second year in the league was probably his greatest season ever.
Yeah.
And then he kind of fell back to earth after that. But Dan Marino gets that. And Dan Marino's also one of those that, like, personally, you kind of feel for him because you can see.
Why is that?
He was in that movie.
Ace Ventura?
So he was a great. He put Jim Carrey on the map. Mm-hmm. You know, he had the isotoner sales in Miami. Who sells gloves in Miami? Like, that's impossible. So him. And then I'm going to go Warren Moon. I don't really have a current day. I got to think about a current day right now, Kevin. Give me a minute.
So you wouldn't. Okay.
I got Warren Moon and Dan Marino as my top two right now. Okay. Though.
Those are
my
three.
Third. I got to get one more. I guess I can go with Jim Kelly because he got to the Super Bowl a whole bunch of times and never won it.
That is true. All right, Alec, who are your top three quarterbacks to have never won a Super Bowl?
Crap. Now Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
Just going to start naming every quarterback that hasn't won in history. Yeah. Going to go Bobby Belt style. I mean, obviously Dan Marino is up there.
He's the undisputed one, right?
He has to be the undisputed one at this point. I am intrigued. I don't want to have the conversation yet, but if Josh Allen were to retire today, you stack him up against the competition that he had in the AFC, you start to have those conversations of he was really, really good, just really unfortunate. But yeah, Marino's number one. Two and three, I'm gonna have to ponder.
Do you have because the new players, do you have Josh Allen as a unfortunate because he's up against Mahomes and that one situation where in overtime he kind of got screwed?
Sure.
But Lamar Jackson, not unfortunate as much as him and his team have just stumbled against other opponents too.
Okay, and that is intriguing because I was gonna ask if for y'all, Josh Allen automatically goes ahead of Lamar Jackson. And look, I definitely think that Josh Allen got jobbed, but I think that was a divisional round game as well. Mm-hmm. So even then, you'd still have to, if I remember correctly, you'd still have to make it through the AFC Championship and win a Super Bowl. So he still had a couple more games to go. So let me ask you about five quarterbacks real quick. Donovan McNabb, Dan Fouts, Steve McNair, Carson Palmer, and Warren Moon.
Yeah.
You said Warren Moon. Yep. Any of the other four get consideration for you or like, that's great, you're good, but you don't make the cut?
Donovan McNabb definitely is there in consideration.
Okay.
But I also give Andy Reid a lot of credit for what they accomplished.
Okay. Did you feel that way before he went to Kansas City? Because I'm epically fascinated by Andy Reid.
I thought Andy Reid was a phenomenal coach then.
Okay.
I thought Donovan McNabb was, I didn't understand why people weren't as high on him coming out of college as I was. I was like, dude, he's a big body. He can throw. He doesn't have to run, but he can run. Like, I was like, there's a lot of good qualities.
He was the
here.
Number three pick.
Yeah.
Right?
I felt like people were down on him when he got drafted, and I didn't understand that. But it's Philly, you know, they boo everything. So,
true.
But during that time, I was like, who's, yeah, T.O. was the one receiver he had, right? Name any of the other Philadelphia Eagles receivers back then. Pinkston? Like, you were just like, I don't know, just thrash. You just had a bunch of names that you threw into the mix. So I thought Donovan McNabb was good, but Andy Reid had some great design.
So one of the reasons I brought that group up is because Fox Sports had a top 10, and they only use retired quarterbacks, which I think is boring. So Don McNabb was 10, then Fouts, then McNair, then Carson Palmer, then Warren Moon. At 5, Fran Tarkenton, because I know he went to the Super Bowl at least 3 times, I think maybe 4 times, and lost every single time. But their top 4 is Jim Kelly, Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, and Dan Marino. And I think it's insane to have Philip Rivers up that high.
You hated Philip Rivers.
I mean, no, I just thought Philip Rivers was Romo West.
Okay.
And Romo is not in this top 10. I don't think Philip Rivers should be anywhere near this high. I would definitely have Jim Kelly above him, obviously. I think we all agree that Dan Marino is number one. But even in terms of contemporary quarterbacks, I am much more inclined to either think Burrow or Lamar or Josh ahead of Philip Rivers.
Who would you compare Rivers to right now? And let's say in when he played, Brady and Manning were in his way.
Yeah.
You have those two in that conference, and then he's also in that conference just on the West Coast. And now you have Mahomes, who is kind of Brady-esque, where he's there all the time. Who would you call?
I would go with his eventual pseudo-replacement, Justin Herbert. Where, like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the numbers look good, but you know what? Let me know when you won something.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good comparison for those two guys.
All right, Alec, your top three quarterbacks that have never won a Super Bowl.
I don't want to defend the Philip Rivers pick, but I think I know.
That's fine.
No, he's not in my top three, but I think I know why they put him in there. Because didn't it feel like we always knew what we were going to get from him? It felt like he was consistently good enough to where he could have won. And it was year in and year out. It felt like I knew exactly what I was going to watch every time I watched him on a Sunday. So I kind of understand it in the longevity. It felt like he had so many opportunities to be good enough, but he wasn't. So I wouldn't put him in that list. But Marino number one, I start to think about Matt Ryan a little bit for two or three, agreeing with the list because of that MVP season.
Okay.
And of course, that Super Bowl, we all know it's a tale as old as time. We've already beat that dead horse into the ground plenty. But Matt Ryan, I feel like, didn't get enough respect over his career for his body of work. And
I know Choppy feels that way, too.
And I feel like his teams weren't always that great around him. But the one year that it was a loaded team, he should have won it. I would put Jim Kelly in at two and then Matt Ryan at three.
Okay.
That would be my top three.
Okay.
Dude, I'm having a real hard time right now because I want to ship one out.
Ooh.
So I can put one of these other guys in.
Okay.
And it's Allen or Jackson, and I can't decide which one.
Which one goes in?
I'll look at one stat and I'll be like, all right, it's Lamar Jackson. And I'll look at another stat and I'm like, crap, it's definitely Josh Allen. And I understand now, I mean, we do it all the time. I understand the national debate about these two guys.
Sure.
What about his interceptions? Well, what about the touchdowns?
I get it.
What about, and it's just a back and forth with these two guys, and neither one of them have won it yet. And then I'm like, but the purest quarterback of those is Burrow. Now that I had Burrow into it, he's the purest stand in pocket quarterback, where these two are good pocket quarterbacks, but even better runners. And so, and none of the other three guys that we have in Marino or Warren Moon or any of those guys weren't runners. They didn't run the ball at all. They wanted to stand. They had Thurman Thomas. All right. They had all these good running backs that they were able to deal with. So, except for Marino, Parmalee was like his best running back that he had.
He had some good receivers.
Yeah.
Super duper, baby. What is our decision?
I can't decide.
Have to make a decision.
All right. I'm shipping out Warren Moon, who I think is a great quarterback, and I'm putting in Josh Allen.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be my – so, and I'm going to have Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, and Josh Allen.
Okay. Now, actually, you know what? I'm going to get back. I'm going to get back to you because I don't – Alec, do you feel like that maybe is not – that's a tenuous answer. That's the first draft of his answer, right?
I feel like we could get seven different drafts by the time the show ends today.
Okay.
So I think he just needs to make a decision and stand on it, because if he overthinks it, it's going to change even more.
Okay.
Joe Burrow numbers.
I might just say today is maybe not the best day to be salty with us, especially if you don't have the facts on your side. But let's go ahead and tackle this. The 469, Rivers has better stats than Marino. Okay. I'm going to get into that in just a second. I can't wait. And then they followed up. I lost all respect for the show. It's this show. I do that a lot too. I can't wait for the Chargers to come to town and smash Dak this year. And that does what to prove anything about Phillip Rivers?
They could just be excited that the Chargers are going to do that.
Okay, but they also said they lost all respect for this show because Phillip Rivers had far better stats than Dan Marino. Oh!
And what?
My God! First of all, I think this is probably the entire reason that Bobby is doing his project talking about air.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Adjusted. If you are simply going to look at like touchdown to interception ratio and not factor in that the NFL has done everything they can to make things significantly easier for offenses like over the 20 years that pass over that, I guess that's great. Well, fine. Let's go past that. What year was it that Phillip Rivers won the MVP? Do you remember what year that was, guys?
He never won one.
What?
Oh.
What year was it that he set the all-time record for most passing yards in a season?
I don't think he did that.
Oh, my gosh.
He did have 4,700 yards passing one year, though.
Hey, that is...
He was in that average about 4,000 yards.
See, and that's really impressive. 4,700 yards, you said? I don't know what season that was. But at least 20 years before that, Dan Marino, in a significantly tougher defensive environment, had 5,084 yards passing. But you know what? Let's go back to the stats thing. Let's not be unfair about this.
He had 48 touchdowns that year. Dan Marino did.
Unbelievable.
And by the way, in the 4,700-yard season for Phillip Rivers, he had 30 touchdowns.
Phillip Rivers led the NFL in passing yards one time. Good job. He also led the league in passing touchdowns as a co-leader one time. Dan Marino, he led the league in passing yards five times. Led the league in passer touchdowns three straight times. If you don't have respect for the show because you just don't like it, that's fine. But if you don't have respect for the show because you don't understand the information that you're talking about, you need to shut the hell up.
Kevin, this is the numbers that kind of are crazy to me, because if your quarterback is throwing 17, 21, 23, 23, 22 interceptions, how long is that quarterback sticking around typically?
Yeah, in that era.
But Dan Marino also threw for 48, 30, 44 touchdowns. Like, so interceptions and touchdowns, like, those were poor. He had poor numbers interception-wise, but touchdown-wise, he was making up for it. That's the first time in NFL history that teams were like, crap, what do we do?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know he's throwing a bunch of interceptions.
He changed the game.
But
yeah,
he's also throwing all these touchdowns and yards, and he is the offense for this team. That's a fine career that Dan Marino had.
And just like, if you want to put Phillip Rivers in the top three, that's fine. But if you're like, I lost respect for the show because Phillip Rivers is better than Dan Marino, that's an insane opinion. Like, that is a fringy opinion.
Jackson's 41 touchdowns and 4 interceptions is insane.
All right.
Dude.
Then I'm going back to you.
That is an insane number right there.
This is your last chance.
I'm getting rid of Jim Kelly, who's been to 4 Super Bowls, and I'm replacing him with Lamar Jackson. Now it is currently Lamar Jackson 2, Josh Allen 3, and Dan Marino 1.
Okay, you said currently, this is the end of the segment. This will lock your vote in forever.
Joe Burrow definitely deserves consideration on this, Kevin.
He's going to bump Dan Marino out for Joe Burrow. I can feel it. You can feel it's going to happen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Hey, guess what?
What?
Now the Dodgers stink. Next on The Fan.
Or launch one into left center. This is way back. Goodbye. There's your answer. Christian Yelich, opposite field blast, his 18th. And now Dave Roberts can use a position player. 9-0 Brewers.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. By the way, looks like probably about 15, 16 minutes, we're going to talk to one of the newest Dallas Mavericks, Ryan Nemhard, as he gets ready for the summer league.
I think their first game's
Thursday.
10th. Yeah.
Is that Thursday?
I think it's a Thursday, Kevin.
Okay.
Today's Tuesday.
And it's the 8th.
Add 2 days.
I feel like you could feel confident about Thursday. Now, he also went to Gonzaga.
I have great questions about it.
Do you want to ask him about the beaches
of the West Coast
of Gonzaga? I think you should. All right. 4 Baseball Nuggets. What happened to the Dodgers? Now, I realize a good chunk of this could be talked away to the 18-1 defeat at the hands of the cheating Astros, or at least that's what Oral Hershiser told me in history.
Dude, I don't know. Last night, Mike sounded like he was on board with this regarding the Angels.
Oh!
I might need to go find it. I think Mike spent an entire inning saying he thinks that they know what's coming.
So the Brewers defeated the Dodgers last night 9-1. Consider this. In the Dodgers' last 4 games, they have a run differential of -31.
Oh.
In just those 4 games. That is the worst in a 4-game span for the Dodgers since, give me a guess, how long do you think it's been?
1972.
Ooh, you got the last number right and the first 2 numbers right.
1982.
1932.
Good gosh.
When they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, and just 1 year removed from being the Brooklyn, I don't know, something else.
Yeah, what a year that
was. I can't remember. So 1932, when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, that's the last time they've had a run differential this bad over 4 games.
And that's just a 4-game span.
Correct.
I don't know what their worst ever run differential was, but over a 4-game span, that's not good. That many runs is very bad, unless you're scoring 40 runs. Then it's different.
Oh, I think we might pick Baseball Nuggets up in a minute, because right now we bring to you the newest Dallas, one of the newest Dallas Mavericks. It is Ryan Nemhard right here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, man. Thank you guys for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for jumping on with us. So what are your, I guess I'm curious because obviously, as you can probably guess, we've talked a whole lot about Cooper Flagg. What are the summer league preparations like for you when, you know, it's not a given that this is going to happen or that's going to happen? You obviously, you're going to have to fight for and earn a lot of the stuff that you're shooting for.
Yeah, you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity, excited to get going with the guys, practicing for the last couple of days. And, yeah, I'm just excited for the opportunity to play basketball at the highest level. So I'm enjoying the process.
Was there anything in particular that interested you about Dallas? Or I'm sure you had multiple teams interested in you that pushed you towards the Mavericks.
Yeah, for sure. Just the personnel. I feel like it's the place I want to be. I feel like they showed their interest in me, and then you know, a lot of great players over here, a lot of guys to get the ball to, and make my job a lot easier. So a very intriguing spot, and I'm super excited to be a Maverick.
Do the Mavericks come to you and say, hey, what are your thoughts on this Nolan Hickman guy, or did you go pitch him for him?
Nah, I don't think I really had to say too much. You know, I feel like Nolan's body of work has speaks for itself, and I'm excited to have another Zag over here with me. Just makes it a little more comfortable for me, and he's a great dude, so excited to have him part of the squad.
For the longest time, I thought Gonzaga was a West Coast school, and then one day I said that, and I was laughed at. When did you know where Gonzaga was?
Wait, Gonzaga is a West Coast school.
Well, I think I said near the beach, and then everybody was like, it's okay. Not near the beach. Okay. So I learned that.
I learned it a long time ago, honestly, before a lot of people. My brother was recruited there, so I've known about the Zags for a lot of time. It's a big brand now, so I love the Zag family, and was glad to spend my last 2 years of college there.
Man, that was kind of set up like a trick question by him, huh? When he's like, yeah, you're like, it is on the West Coast.
Yeah,
that even threw me off for a second. I was like, oh, dip, is Gonzaga not in Washington?
Yeah,
like,
I was really threw me off. The beach community of Gonzaga, and everybody was like, no, Corey.
Right.
All right. Do you have, in terms of, like, in terms of summer league, not just Thursday, but going forward, what are some of your goals? Like, I get it, like, play well enough to make the team. That makes a lot of sense. But are there any particular things for you as a basketball player that you want to have, like, either the ability to show off or maybe even show that you've improved at?
Yeah, I think just show some of my abilities defensively, be able to guard guys, get under guys, make it tough on guys. And always, when you're playing basketball, the end goal is to win. So we're going out here to try and get wins over there in Vegas and come home with a bunch of wins for the guys. So I'm just excited to get on the floor and get rolling.
Do you think they put the summer league in Vegas to find out which younger players can handle the distractions of the outside world?
Yeah, for sure. They're testing your character a little bit out there. So, you know, got to be on your P's and Q's and understand that you're there for a business trip. So you can't be indulging in all the extra stuff out there in Vegas.
Okay, and I understand that. But if you ever went back to Vegas just for fun, do you think you'd be more like, I'm here to see a sporting event or like a show like Cirque du Soleil or like play some cards? Like if you were back there just for fun in a non-basketball environment, what would you be interested in?
Yeah, I'd probably hit the casino a little bit, probably go to like a UFC fight or something out there, hopefully at the Sphere or something. So, you know, I feel like that's what Vegas is all about. So spending money and go out there to lose, win, or just spend money in general. So,
is there any part of you that feels like you need multiple NBA contracts to afford going to the Sphere? I heard it's really expensive.
Is it? You know, I'm gonna let Big Bro handle that one. He'll take it down there, you know?
You know, you've mentioned him a couple of times, and I'm guessing people are probably familiar, but if they're not, you're talking about your older brother, Andrew, obviously just a heartbreaking situation across the board. When you talk to him after game 7 of the NBA Finals, do you talk to him as a competitor or do you just talk to him as a brother and not be like, oh man, that fourth quarter was really tough or that injury was tough? Or are you just like, I'm here for you?
Yeah, I'm here for him. Obviously, we know the magnitude of the situation and obviously wanting to win, especially getting to a game 7. So I'm just there for him, talk his brothers on some regular stuff, you know, and eventually we talk about the hoops of it all. But right away, just, you know, brotherly stuff.
That discussion, though, is there a lot of picking at his brain to see what that experience was like? Because, you know, we've been fortunate to see it around here in DFW, but the experience of the NBA Finals is just very different.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely always trying to pick his brain, see what he's seeing out there. And obviously he's been in the league for a little while now. So there's a lot I could take from him and a lot I could apply to my journey. But also it's my own journey and my own opportunity here. So I'm looking forward to diving into the NBA life and learning a lot more about it.
I'm always curious, Ryan, about being a rookie and coming into a league with dudes who've been professionals for, you know, 5-10 years, depending on where they are, and how you feel when you're around those guys. Do you feel like, hey, you know, I'm just kind of new, I'm just gonna be quiet and kind of observe? Is it, you know what, I've been with ballers before, I've been around this game for a long time. How do you feel when you walk into a room with all these veterans?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. Obviously, especially in out here with the Mavs, you know, you got seasoned vets, superstars who've been in the league, won championships, MVPs, all that kind of stuff. So, but at the end of the day, I'm excited just for the opportunity. And these guys are all peers at this point now. So treat them like peers, have fun with them, get to know them. And don't obviously look up to them and learn from them. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're your peers in this. So it would just be fun to be around them.
Is that difficult to do? Like, I hear what you're saying for sure, but is it difficult in your mind to be like, okay, I'm a peer with, yeah, you know, Derek Lively and Kyrie and Anthony Davis? Like, I definitely hear what you're saying, but is that a difficult kind of balance to pull off?
I think maybe at first, you know, first couple of times you're in the gym with them, maybe it's a little bit of a, you know, like starstruck kind of thing, maybe, but, I think as you go and as the year progresses, it's like they're teammates and you get to know them, you get to make fun of them, you get to enjoy laughs with them and just be friends at the end of it. So maybe at first, but I think that'll go away pretty quickly because at the end of the day, we're all here playing hoops and all for one goal at the end of the day.
And Kevin, obviously, once you dunk on them, they can't say anything.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
You,
so. I might go get one of them.
Now, hey, here on the KNC Masterpiece, every Tuesday this summer is Tank Top Tuesday.
Oh, dear
and so
God.
I've been wearing tank tops every Tuesday this summer. You kind of wear tank tops for a living. Do you wear tank tops all the time? Or, like, I know the jersey's got to like the tank top. Do you wear them all the time? Or are you like, no, that's only for the court?
Yeah, more of a court thing. You know, I rock them sometimes here and there in the summer. Probably rock a couple in Vegas since it'll be super hot. But, yeah, mostly on the court for
I think so, I'm going to try to get him in on Tank Top Tuesday is what I'm trying to do, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'll rock with that.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, I was about to joke. It doesn't sound like it's going well. So let's see if my attempt. There was an old Dallas Stars coach who every time we had him on, we are always looking to learn more about the world. He would tell us a Canada fact. Yes. Now,
yes.
I know you were born there. I know you've played internationally for Canada. I was hoping you could help share your wisdom with us and tell us a Canada fact.
Canada fact. I'll probably say beaver tails are the best dessert up out of there. They're like the best food from Canada. Beaver tails.
For yes. Sure. Yes. Oh. Beaver tails.
Okay. Yeah. What all does...
You guys ever had a beaver tail?
No. Yeah. What is that?
Kind of like a... Kind of like a fried, kind of breadish kind of thing. You put like cinnamon on it. You put like apples on it. You can put a bunch of different stuff, chocolate, Nutella, whatever. So it's really good. You guys should check them out.
Yeah, it's like a little pastry. It's kind of like a fritter, yeah, or a bear
claw. Like a funnel cake.
Yeah. Oh,
like a funnel cake a bit, but like not really, but kind of.
Okay, yeah. Exactly. That was a fascinating description.
Yeah.
All right. So here's my hope and dream, and hopefully we can share this together: is that you make the Mavs, and every time we have you on the show, you can give us a new Canada fact.
Rocking with that.
There we go.
A great idea.
Yeah,
perfect.
And then it'll be on a Tuesday. We'll have tank tops.
Oh,
on.
My
it'll
God.
Be so much fun, Ryan.
Oh, I hope you'll still come on with us anyway. All right. Thank you very much. I know you got a lot of work to do to build up for the summer. We really appreciate your time, and Mavs fans are excited.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Ryan Nemhard right here on 105.3 The Fan, who, by the way, way more open to the Tank Top Tuesday than I anticipated.
Yeah, he's so today in practice, Kevin, he's not wearing the tank top as much as it is just the short sleeves, the cut-off sleeves. I see a video right now of him at practice.
Okay.
It's the cut-off sleeves. But he's rocking it. He's got this thing going. I'm proud of him already.
This is how I know that Corey is a pro. You were able to seamlessly point out that tank tops are essentially what basketball jerseys are, and so you wear it all the time.
I know you wear this all the time, but...
I thought that was a really impressive transition, Alec. I don't know how you felt about that. I liked it.
you're shockingly good at this in those scenarios. I would not have thought of that. So I just tip the cap that I'm not wearing.
Appreciate it.
All right, well, there you go. All right. So Ryan Nemhard, the newest Dallas Maverick right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I know I ran down the Dodgers, but actually we have a whole lot of other baseball nuggets that we can get into. Let's pick that back up next right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.